Welcome to Further Maths Focus, your go-to podcast for A-level further mathematics revision. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most formula-rich topics in the OCR specification, discrete random variables. This is topic 3.1, and it's a topic where the marks are genuinely there for the taking if you know your formulas and avoid a few classic traps. So grab your pen, your formula booklet, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. What actually is a discrete random variable? A random variable is simply a variable whose value is determined by the outcome of a random experiment. The word discrete means it can only take specific, separate values. Think whole numbers, like the score on a die or the number of heads in 5 coin flips. We typically label random variables with capital letters like x and the specific values they take with lowercase letters like x. So when we write p of x equals x, we mean, what is the probability that the random variable x takes the particular value x? Now, the very first thing you should always do when you see a discrete random variable question is check that the probability distribution is valid. That means verifying that all the probabilities sum to exactly 1. Write it out, the sum of p of x equals x for all values of x must equal 1. This is a B1 mark that examiners award, and it also protects you from making errors on a distribution that has a missing constant, which is a very common question type. If you see a distribution with a constant k in it, your first job is always to find k by setting the sum equal to 1. Right, let's talk about the expectation, or mean, of a discrete random variable. The expectation, written E of x, is the weighted average of all possible values, where the weights are the probabilities. The formula is E of x equals the sum of x times p of x equals x. In other words, for each value x, you multiply it by its probability, then add all those products together. Think of it as the long-run average. If you repeated the experiment thousands of times, the mean of all your results would get closer and closer to E of x. There's also a more general version, E of g of x equals the sum of g of x times p of x equals x. This is used when you need the expectation of a function of x like e of x squared, which you'll need for variance. To find e of x squared, you square each x value, multiply by its probability, and sum. This is the M1 mark in the mark scheme. Examiners are looking for correct application of this formula. Now let's move on to variance. Variance measures the spread of the distribution, how far the values tend to be from the mean. The formula is var of x equals e of x squared minus the square of e of x. Let me say that again clearly. You calculate e of x squared first, that's the mean of the squares, and then you subtract the square of the mean. This is one of the most common places where candidates drop marks. They calculate e of x squared correctly and then simply forget to subtract the square of e of x. The A1 mark is awarded for the correct final value of variance, so you must complete both steps. A helpful way to remember this. Think of variance as the mean of the squares minus the square of the mean. Say it out loud a few times. Mean of the squares minus the square of the mean. That's your formula. Now we get to the really juicy part of this topic, linear combinations. This is where OCR Further Maths really tests your algebraic understanding, and it's where the distinction between A level and further A level becomes clear. If x is a random variable and a and b are constants, then e of ax plus b equals a times e of x plus b. This makes intuitive sense. If you scale every outcome by a and shift by b, the mean scales and shifts in the same way. The constant b shifts the mean, and the coefficient a scales it. But here's where variance behaves differently. Var of ax plus b equals a squared times var of x. Notice two things. First, the constant b disappears entirely. Adding a constant to every value shifts the distribution but doesn't change its spread. Second, the coefficient a is squared. This is the single most common error in this topic. Candidates write a times var of x instead of a squared times var of x. The mark scheme explicitly credits responses that correctly square the multiplier. So please write the formula first, then substitute. That way you're less likely to forget the squaring. Now let's talk about the sum of independent random variables. If x and y are independent random variables, then e of x plus y equals e of x plus e of y. That's straightforward. And var of x plus y equals var of x plus var of y, but only if x and y are independent. This independence condition is crucial. The mark scheme awards a B1 mark specifically for explicitly stating the assumption of independence when you use this result. Even if the question says X and Y are independent, it's good practice to write since X and Y are independent before applying the formula. That way you're demonstrating understanding, not just mechanical calculation. Now, here's the distinction that trips up so many candidates, and I want you to really listen to this part. What is the difference between 2x and x1 plus x2? 2x means you take a single observation of x and double it. You're scaling one outcome. x1 plus x2 means you take two independent observations of x and add them together. You're running the experiment twice. Both have the same expectation. E of 2x equals 2e of x, and E of x1 plus x2 also equals 2e of x. So the means are identical, but the variances are completely different. Var of 2x equals 4, var of x, because the coefficient 2 gets squared to give 4, whereas var of x1 plus x2 equals var of x1 plus var of x2, which equals 2 var of x, because you're adding two independent variances, each equal to var of x. So 2x has 4 times the variance of x, while x1 plus x2 has only twice the variance of x. This distinction is a favorite exam question type. Examiners will ask you to compare the distributions of 2x and x1 plus x2, and you need to show clearly that while the means are equal, the variances differ. Let me also mention the standard deviation briefly. Standard deviation is simply the square root of variance. So if you're asked for the standard deviation, calculate variance first, then take the positive square root. Don't forget, variance is always non-negative, and standard deviation is always non-negative. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. I've already mentioned a few, but let me consolidate the key ones. Mistake number one, not squaring the coefficient in var of ax plus b. The fix, always write the formula var of ax plus b equals a squared var of x before substituting numbers. This forces you to see the squared symbol. Mistake number two, calculating e of x squared and stopping there without subtracting the square of e of x. The fix, write the full variance formula at the start of your working so you can see both steps are required. Mistake number three, confusing 2x with x1 plus x2. The fix, ask yourself, is this one experiment scaled or two separate experiments added? If it's one experiment scaled, use the linear combination rules. If it's two separate experiments, use the independence rules. Mistake number four, forgetting to state independence when applying var of x plus y equals var of x plus var of y. The fix, make it a habit to write assuming x and y are independent, or since x and y are independent, every single time you use this result. Mistake number five, not checking that probabilities sum to one before starting calculations. The fix, always verify the distribution is valid as your very first step. Now, a word on command words. If a question says show that or verify, you must demonstrate every step of working. You cannot just state the answer. If it says find, show your method clearly. If it says state, a brief answer is sufficient but must be precise. If it says hence, you must use the result from the previous part. Don't start from scratch. For mark allocation, roughly 1 minute per mark is a good guide. A 6-mark question should take around 6 to 7 minutes. For questions on this topic, the marks are typically structured as M1 for the correct method, A1 for the correct answer, and B1 for stating key conditions like independence or verifying the distribution sums to one. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the formula for E of X? Pause. E of X equals the sum of X times P of X equals X. Question two, what is the formula for var of X? Pause. Var of x equals e of x squared minus the square of e of x. Mean of the squares minus the square of the mean. Question three. What is var of ax plus b? Pause. A squared times var of x. The b disappears and the a is squared. Question four. If x and y are independent, what is var of x plus y? Pause. Var of x plus var of y. And remember to state the independence assumption. Question five, does 2x have the same variance as x1 plus x2? Pause. No, var of 2x equals 4 var of x, but var of x1 plus x2 equals 2 var of x. Same mean, different variance. Question six, what must you always check before starting calculations on a probability distribution? Pause. that the probabilities sum to 1. How did you do? If you got all 6, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back to that section of your notes and make sure it's locked in. Let's wrap up with a summary of the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. A discrete random variable takes specific separate values, each with an associated probability. Always verify the distribution sums to 1. 2. E of x is the weighted mean. Sum of x times p of x equals x. E of g of x uses the same idea with g of x in place of x. 3. Var of x equals e of x squared minus the square of e of x. Never forget the second step. 4. For linear combinations, e of ax plus b equals a e of x plus b, and var of ax plus b equals a squared var of x. The b vanishes in variance, and a is squared. 5. For independent variables, variances add. Var of x plus y equals var of x plus var of y. Always state independence. 6, 2x and x1 plus x2 have the same mean but different variances. 4 var of x versus 2 var of x respectively. This is a classic exam trap. 7. Write formulas before substituting. It's the single best habit you can build for this topic. That's all for today's episode of Further Maths Focus. I hope this has given you a really solid grounding in discrete random variables. Keep practicing past paper questions, pay attention to the command words, and remember, the marks are there for you if you show you're working clearly and apply the formulas correctly. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.